Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I am the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're doing our third installment on Governor's School. We're going to talk about the Math Governor's School that was held on the West Campus. My very special guest on the program is Connie Feinberg, one of our outstanding students from Tuscola High School. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I am Connie Feinberg. I'm a rising senior. My mom also works for the school system. My dad is a highway patrolman, and my brother is a rising sophomore also at Tuscola.
Okay. And I think she took him to football practice this morning.
Yep, a little earlier than I wanted.
But. Yeah, she gave him a ride because he's not driving yet. But anyway, as we came in early this morning to prepare to put the podcast together. So I appreciate you giving us a little background there. I know you just from Tuscola, and you know done band stuff with my son, and we're just glad that you were able to represent us at Governor's School. I'm sorry, interrupted you.
Oh, no, I just said thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. When we sat down to prepare to do the podcast this morning, I asked you just to tell me about what it was like. And the first thing you said, or one of the first things you said was, man, it was life-changing. And so tell us why you said that. How was it life-changing?
To start off, it just opened you up to so many different ideas that you didn't even know were out there. Not only in the academic setting, especially in the academic setting, but also in just the social aspect and how people approach things in general.
Okay. And I think we experienced that. I'm not putting words in your mouth. This is me talking. But I think we experienced that some if we grow up in small rural communities. I did that down on the Tennessee-Alabama line and got a great education, you know, where I grew up. And then there was this point along the way when I was 17 or 18 and I went to like Boys State and got with other people, you know, who were going to go on to college. And it was just like, wow, my world's great, but there's a big, great world out there in addition to what I've already experienced.
Definitely.
So we talked a little bit about the students and who were there, and one of the words you used to describe them was that they were passionate. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Everything the students did, they did with every part of themselves, whether it was in the academic setting, in the social setting, or there were open mic nights where there were students who did poetry, who sang, who one person made giant soap bubbles. Everything they did with a passion. And not necessarily in the ways that you would expect. There was a girl in my math class who was incredibly smart. She did everything in class incredibly well, and every night there was a slam poetry opportunity. She did it, and she was one of the best, and that's not something that you would normally expect out of a math student, but that was just part of the nature of Governor's School.
Yeah, it's an excuse, this example I'm going to give if it applies to you, but you know, it's like the accountant who plays a jazz saxophone. You just don't expect it. But I really think that's the way a lot of successful people are. They're all in, you know, they're all in, like you said. Whatever they do, you know, they're doing it or they're not doing it. They're either in or they're out. And when they're in, they're all in. And they can do more than just one thing. I mean, I've told our principals for years, you don't have a great school if you just win football games. And you don't have a great school if you just have Governor's School students. And you don't have a great school if you just have good, you know, English language arts scores. you're a great school if you do many things well and you're sort of, you're all in on whatever you're doing. You're all in on it. I'm sorry. The other thing that you mentioned to me as we were preparing to do the podcast was that you had this opportunity to really explore thoughts that you had and questions that you had. You know, typically when you go into instruction, there's a standard or objective that the teacher wants you to learn, and that's what you're really focused on. But there was an opportunity at Governor's School for you and other students to really talk about or think about or work on ideas that you had.
Yeah, we still had a certain amount of information that we had to cover, but in the morning class that I had, our teacher allowed us to ask questions, and when we did ask questions, we were able to come about to those answers naturally as maybe the mathematician who first answered them. Almost daily, we would see him cross out his lesson plans and move them to the next day, because we would spend almost the entire class working on this one question. And some questions were left unanswered, and that was absolutely fine.
Right. It's a good realization in life that to know that, you know, there are questions that may not have one numeric answer. You know, there's certainly things in life that we believe are absolute individually, but it's good to realize that, oh my goodness, maybe we haven't found that answer yet, or maybe there's not an answer. Or maybe there's three ways to do that really, really well. And so that's a great experience to have. And you talked a little bit about while you were exploring questions, that there seemed to be this openness of ideas. Can you talk about that a little bit? How students were open to the fact that people in the room may have had different ideas?
Definitely. And there were still some students who had a hard time with the fact that there wasn't a solid answer to everything. But the longer that we were there, the more confident those students became with the concept of a gray area. And students were also comfortable with changing their original thought processes or original ideas about certain subjects, whether it was over the entire session or whether it was just during one discussion period. There was definitely an open-mindedness.
Right. There. And again, I don't want to suggest on the podcast that nothing is absolute and, you know, that we... I don't want to suggest that we can't change our minds about some things, because I know that that's very important to us, our religious beliefs or some absolute known facts. But I think it's also good, especially in an educational setting, to understand that, you know, there really might be three or four ways to work that math problem, or that particular scientific theory may have more to it than the person who presented it 100 years ago. There may be more to it that we're figuring out. So it's really good to think about the possibilities beyond certain absolutes. So as you know, as we end the program, and we're getting real close to the end here, is there anything that you might suggest to a student who's going to apply to Governor's School? Maybe they're going to listen to the podcast and apply next year.
As long as you're looking to do something you're passionate about, you should be fine. And as long as you have a curiosity about what you're passionate about, that's the nature of Governor's School. Right. And you'll fit right in.
All right, great. Connie, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Connie Feinberg, one of our fine students from Tuscola High School, who went to the Math Governor's School this past summer. And I want to, as always, thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. And as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.